You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Hey, you talking to me? Feels like it's been a long time, folks. I'm Sean Thompson. Thanks for clicking in on the Renovation Rundown. Hey, if you want to follow me, it's on Facebook at Sean Thompson, the Renovation Guy, on Twitter at 203K, on Instagram at FHA203K. You can also find me on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube at All Things Sean Thompson, the Renovation Guy. Please go there. Hey, I'll tell you what, a lot of folks are checking out, you know, the podcast that actually collects itself on iTunes. It's a really good place to go, you know, for if you don't get a chance to watch the video, you know, you can at least check it out in the car, you know, in the podcast, like it, share it, you know, do what you got to do. I'm actually getting some pretty good feedback on the podcast, so thank you very much for those out there viewing and listening. So who am I talking to, right? So let me walk you through who renovation lending benefits, you know, and when I say benefits, I mean, who makes money or who saves money, you know, by using renovation lending, you know? So, and a lot of these concepts aren't new. You've heard me talk about these things ad nauseum in the past, you know, but I want to recap for you who renovation lending benefits and who I'm talking to. All right. First things first, the home buyer. You know, renovation lending is clearly, and I've illustrated this in many other renovation rundowns for you. You can go back and check those out. But it's the most affordable way to purchase and customize either your first home or your move-up home. You know, hands down, you know, think about it. If you only have a minimum down payment, all right, if you only have minimum down payment and you deplete your savings on down payment and closing costs, where are you getting the money to customize the house? Where are you getting the money? I'll tell you what, if you put down 3 to 5%, which most first-time home buyers do, you don't have any money to customize the house and you don't have any equity to get it done after closing. All right, so the home buyer, number one, hands down, it's the most affordable way. The realtor, if you want to make more money, close more deals, and help more buyers, learn how to navigate through renovation lending in order to do so. I mean, as I like to say it, you know, if you do this HGTV style, you know, there is a demographic opened up to you that a lot of realtors don't take advantage of. By the way, you know, I have a whole program called Selling Homes HGTV Style, you know, and it's designed to help realtors master this process. And if you want to learn more, just message me. If you're a new agent or a young agent looking for a niche, man, this is the perfect way to get one, all right? So just message me if you want to learn more about our Selling Homes HGTV style events for realtors, all right? It's a big plus, and we're helping out a lot of agents who want to get some traction in their market with being the property brothers of their market, so to speak, right? Third, the contractor. You know, without after-improved value financing, you know, you're throwing projects in the garbage. Contractors are. I tell contractors this all the time. When you peel back the onion on their business model, if I'm a home improvement contractor going on estimates for a living, I would need to offer a comprehensive financial suite of products so that no projects fell through the cracks. So that more often than not, depending on that customer's need, I have a financial solution for, and I have a confidant who's gonna help me get through that. You know, so, I mean, by the way, what do you do, you know, when you're going into houses and your money isn't guaranteed and you're starting projects, which is most of the time. If you're not involved in a renovation lending transaction, Mr. Contractor, you don't know how much money they have. They're just telling you that. Do you look at bank statements? I don't think you do, right? So in my world, in renovation lending, if you do what you said you were gonna do, your money's guaranteed. Think about that. You know, so we can help in many ways. You gotta be connected with us if you're a home improvement contractor and you wanna leverage financing to make sure that you catch as many projects as you can, right? So lastly, and I've added this one recently, is the investor. I get it. You make money most of the time in the way that you buy the house, right? Whether it's distressed, you know, or you actually took a customer out of a homeowner out of a bad situation, you know, why take the chance that someone is going to like the house that you renovated in your fix and flip transaction, right? You know, when an owner occupant purchaser, I want you to catch me on this, Mr. Investor, when an owner occupant purchase buyer would pay more for it directly from you and get a renovation loan. You've already made your money in the way that you purchased the transaction, right? So they tend to pay more and you can move on to the next deal, right? So I'm not saying it's for every transaction that you have, but it's certainly, if you're a wholesale, you know, investor or fix and flip investor, I'm an additional way for you to make money in this market with less headaches. I'm not the only way, but I'll tell you what, investors' eyes light up when I tell them that they don't have to fix and flip everything to maximize their profit. There's lots of buyers looking for great homes out there that are being sold at a discount because of their condition. That's your world, right? And if we put those buyers together with you guys, all right, it's a really good synergy. That's all I'm pointing to. So those are my four top audiences that we can help earn and save more money. Remember, just because a lender says we do renovation, and lots of them say that, you know, doesn't mean you're getting a pro. And trust me, you want a pro doing this, all right? I always say the definition of pain, all right, is a loan officer trying out their first renovation loan on you. Don't fall for it. Come to the professionals, all right? God forbid I need heart surgery. My family doctor can't help me. Get that? I need a specialist. And that's what we do. We're specialists in this. And when it comes to renovation lending, you need a specialist too. All right. So that was a quick renovation rundown for you. It's good to see you again. It's springtime. It's springtime. You know what that is? That's buying season. I'm Sean Thompson. And come on, man. Get out there. Go find a deal. Go. Get some stuff done. Make some money. Go.